Lesson 68 动词加 ed 形式的发音 Pronunciation of verb plus ed form 听辨及跟读练习
A. Read the words below and give the past tense forms. Look, looked, like, liked, enjoy, enjoyed, collect, collected, suppress, suppressed, applaud, applauded.Agree, agreed. Acquire, acquired. Bother, bothered. Stagger, staggered. Chop, chopped. Connect, connected. Demand, demanded. Dispute, disputed. Scan, scanned. Fence, fenced. Heat, heated. Implore, implored. Insert, inserted. React, reacted. List.Listed, monitor, monitored, outline, outlined, reflect, reflected, rain, rained, remember, remembered, place, placed, plan, planned, penetrate, penetrated, pick, picked, part, parted, participate, participated, praise, praised, mitigate, mitigated, promote, promoted,Pronounce, pronounced. Resent, resented. Mark, marked. Lament, lamented. Settle, settled. Seize, seized. Select, selected. Shape, shaped. Judge, judged. Trim, trimmed. Qualify, qualified. Undermine, undermined. Resist, resisted. Diminish.Diminished. C. Underline the verbs in the following sentences. 1. They have looked up the number in the directory. 2. They turn down lots of good suggestions. 3. We should think over what he has just suggested. 4. He tried to put on a happy expression. 5. The dogs all turned on the poor girl. 6. He boiled some water for tea. 7.We started work at 8 last night. 8. He denied my charge. 9. He finally passed the examination successfully. 10. He took a card out of his pocket and placed it under the handkerchief. 11. The ship is scheduled to sail for Hong Kong the day after tomorrow. 12. The guard stopped anyone who tried to enter the hall yesterday. 13. We have played this game before. 14.Last year, he resigned from his job. 15. My sister invited many friends to her birthday party. 16. I worked all day yesterday. 17. He had typed the letter an hour ago. 18. We visited the museum last week. 19. He has stayed here for about 7 days. 20. This way, please. My secretary has already arranged the seats. F. Read the following passages.Paying attention to the verbs. 1. Then the father asked the boy what he should do next. The boy replied that he would wait till the milkman went round to the back of the house. Then the father asked which house he meant. The boy pointed at one of the houses, saying that that was the one he meant. The father asked whether he meant the green one. The boy said he didn't mean the green one, but the one next to it. The father demanded why he shouldn't wait till the man went round to the back of the green house.The boy explained that the man would only go to the side door of the greenhouse, whereas he would go all the way round to the back of the other house. The boy assured the father that he could do the job and told him not to worry. 2. King Lear asked Cordelia what she had to say. The latter said she had nothing to say. The king asked whether she really meant what she said. Cordelia repeated her answer. Then the king became very angry and ordered Cordelia to say something.Then the girl said that the king was her father. She would obey him, honor him, and love him. However, she would not talk as her sisters had done. 4. If her sisters had meant what they had said and loved the king better than they loved their husbands, they would not have got married. Cordelia said that if she should marry, she would give her husband half her duty, half her love, and that she would never get married as her sisters had done, and yet say she loved her father best of all. 3. The interviewer asked Mr. Smith if it was true that he had been living for over a year with the animals he looked after. Mr. Smith answered that it was true. He was then asked how long he had been living with these animals. He replied that he had been living with them for 20 months. The animals had soon become quite used to his presence. Mr. Smith went on to explain that when he arrived at the edge of their habitat, the animals seemed very hostile. But now, they had accepted him. The interviewer asked if the animals really lived harmoniously and did not attack people first. Mr. Smith confirmed that, and added that men should stop hunting them and live with them peacefully.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿啊。